Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shekha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. And if you guys have any questions or videos that you want me to do, you can message me or, you know, comment below and I shall do a video on it eventually. I have a very long list, but I probably will get to yours if it's interesting for me. In this one, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs like to plan out their days in advance. And it's something that's pretty common to all INFJs. I would say that's a pretty common denominator between the 2-3 million, whatever INFJs that are on this planet, or 30 million, whatever it might be. In general, I've said this before many times, on a Sunday, every Sunday, I plan out my entire week, usually my entire week, leaving chunks of time for, you know, spontaneous activities. Perhaps my friend will call me and say, let's go to a temple. And I'm like, all right, cool, I have time for it. Or they might be, let's do dinner here. And I'm like, all right, cool, I have time for it. Or I might say, no, I'm sorry, I don't have time for it. I have work scheduled, or I just don't want to, right? I wish that would be a common thing. Oh, I don't want to. I can't come, I don't want to. But in any case, one of the reasons why INFJs, and me particularly, we like to have our schedule planned in advance. We like to know exactly what we're going to be doing during the day. We like to know, you know, what our to-do list is all about, and we need to wash dishes, or we need to do a body wash today, sorry, body scrub today. I even scheduled that in. Or we need to fill air in our motorbike tires, or we need to get an oil change done, things like that. We like to schedule all of it in, mainly because INFJs have a very tumultuous, chaotic mind. We might have a very proper environment, and if you look at my house right now, or my condo, my apartment, it's very, very clean. And I know friends come in and say, what happened? Did you just clean it today? And I'm like, no, I always leave it like this. I make a minimal mess because I really hate cleaning. And also, I like to know that my house is organized, because if my house is organized, at least that is one thing in my life that's organized. Even if my mind is chaotic, even if my relationships are chaotic, even if everything else in the world is falling apart, at least my condo is clean or my environment is clean. But in general, we like to plan our days in advance because, as I said, we have a very chaotic mind. And so if we did not know exactly what we're going to be doing today, if we did not have a list, a proper to-do list, or a point-by-point item of what we're supposed to be doing, we would get distracted very easily. It's very easy for me, if I did not have this list in the past, I did this all the time, I'd be sitting there and I'd be like, I had a very good intention, I'm going to do this today, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I had very good intention about it, and all of a sudden, some kind of random thing happens where, oh, I can't find this phone number that I need for the first step. If I don't do that first step, then there's no point doing the rest of it. Or, you know, I wouldn't do that anymore. Or what would happen is that I'd forget about it because I would get distracted by all of these random ideas that pop up in my head. So I would have an idea of, oh, I should go there because I need to grab that new dish soap which is environmentally friendly. Or I should go there because I told myself that I would have one nature day every single day and I should go for a walk in the forest or things like that. And instantaneously, instead of thinking about all the things that I'm supposed to be doing with my work, and that's one of the things about working at home, you have to really you have to be disciplined yourself because no one else is sitting there saying to you, did you get that stuff done? No one says that. If you don't get it done, it does not get done. And so in general, I have to be the one who has to discipline myself and say, okay, if I have it on my to-do list, then I will do it. There's this weird thing about being an INFJ where if it's on my to-do list, I will get it done. And so if it's not on my to-do list, I will not ever even think about it and will never get it done. I will never even think about it because there's a million other things for me to think about, a billion other things for me to think about. Constantly, I'm constantly thinking about all the different videos I want to do. You know, I'd rather think about that. Or I'm constantly thinking about, you know, how the world is doing, or global warming, or how can I contribute more to the world, or what's my life purpose? So I'm thinking about all these random things. I don't have time to think about all of these things that should be on my to-do list. And so if I need to do something, I put in my to-do list right away. I'll find a space for it and I'll put it in there. And I know if I put it in there, it will get done. If not today, by tomorrow or day after tomorrow, for sure. And so in general, I told you guys in the past that I was having a hard time contacting my family on a regular basis. Because as I said, I get very distracted. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I don't love them, which is what they think. Or I don't care about them, which is again what they think. It's because I get distracted. I have things to do, many things to do, so many things to do. Enough things to do to keep me occupied until the end of my life. And so if I did not put call mom or call dad onto my schedule, into my to-do list, I would never get it done. I actually put it in as a weekly task for myself. You know, call mom or call dad just as a weekly thing where I remember that they exist. Because sometimes I do actually forget that they're there. It's a terrible thing to say, but when I'm so distracted by all the books I'm reading and all the ideas in my head, I actually completely forget that anyone else exists on this planet. Sitting in my little condo here, really, I forget that everyone else on the planet exists. I'm the only one here and I'm doing my stuff. Unless I put it on my schedule, right? So even dinners that I have to go to, or even plans that I have to make with friends, I have to put it on my schedule. For example, if I'm going to go to a festival with my friend and we're supposed to meet up before then, I have to put it in my schedule. Otherwise, I will forget that we're supposed to meet up at this time, at this place. And I might end up forgetting by the whole festival itself. So that's what the whole thing about an INFJ is. And one of the things about dating an INFJ in this regard is that if we have a jam-packed schedule, sometimes, you know, mostly our days will be not jam-packed, hopefully. But if we have a very filled up schedule, like some days, I think Mondays for me are very, very busy, and Fridays are very busy for me. So if I know that I have a very busy day, and if someone starts bothering me on that day and starts asking me all these questions and wanting to meet up and things like that, I get very angry at that person. Resentful, frustrated, just anger, just like rage against this person. And sometimes this person understands. They're like, oh, you're busy with work. Okay, I'll stop bothering you. Sometimes they don't. And actually, my mom is like that. She's great now. She's becoming better. But in the past, when I would tell her, you know, I'm busy today, she would get angry about it. She would get upset. She's like, you don't love me. Now she understands that I have work to do because she sees all the things that I'm doing and she sees the effect of it. And so when I tell her, I'm sorry, I'm busy right now, give me a couple hours, then she will understand that. But in general, when you're dating an INFJ, one of the things you need to be really careful of is giving them that time to do their work. Really ask them what their schedule is all about. You know, even if it's good, if you can, get a copy of the schedule for yourself so that you know during the week what are their buffer zones, when can you bother them, when can you upset them if you have something to ask them, or when can you take them out for dinner, or things like that, so that you know that they are free on those days. Because if you're bothering them on a day that's very busy, or you're bothering them at a time that they're extremely into their work and we get into the zone as INFJs, you're going to get reprimanded, you're going to get scolded, or you're going to get the block, you're going to get the door slammed if you're doing it too often, unfortunately. Now, of course, if you're married to an INFJ, then I'm sure you know this already, and I don't need to tell you that. But if you're just starting to date an INFJ, really realize that once they get into the zone and they start working, I think it's only a volcano or earthquake that can really bother them, pull them out. Or hunger. For me, it's hunger. If I get really hungry, I'll be working, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. And that's what will stop me, and I'll go out and grab some food, or I'll eat some food if I have it here. But in general, nothing will bother us and nothing can faze us or disturb us when we're in the middle of work. And if you keep on disturbing us in the middle of it, you're going to get the boot. You know, you're going to get the door slammed, or we're going to get angry at you, and you don't want that. You really don't. You know, we want to keep a harmonious relationship around us. And so just keep that down to minimal. Just make sure that you message us, and if you're asking us when we're free, you know, do it in a way where you're like not being not imposing on him, on them, or not being very pushy about it. A lot of my friends are very good at it. They'll be like, all right, so I'd really love to have dinner with you this week or next week. What are your free times or dates? Give me a couple of options and we can set something up. And perfect, because then that puts the ball in my court and I can be like, all right, Friday at lunch I'm free, and Monday during breakfast I'm free. And so what do you want to do? And sometimes it works out. Mostly it works out because most people don't have as strict of a schedule as me. And so they can be like, yeah, cool, this works for me. Let's go have dinner, or let's have breakfast, or whatever it might be. So really try to be a little bit more flexible around your INFJ, and also don't be so pushy with pushing your own agenda on them, because they already have a huge agenda of their own. Their schedule is filled with their own agenda, and they really don't have time or space or mental energy to add your own agenda into it as well. And if you really want to keep a harmonious relationship with them, just step back, stand back, stop being so pushy, and stop asking to do a billion things all the time. It really does not. It doesn't work with an INFJ. We don't want to do that many things. We want to have an easy life. In terms of that, we don't want to do many things, but we want to spend a lot of our time thinking, reflecting, pondering over big questions, things like that. Or reading good books, reading mangas, or spending our time on our hobbies and projects. Basically, that's our ideal life. I hope this makes sense. I know INFJs sometimes come across as D-bags or something like that. But we're not. We're actually pretty nice people. If you give us a time and space where if you come at the right time and have schedule, and my schedule is free, and I'm like, I'm the most open person. I can go here and there. We can do all of these cool things together. But if I'm busy, that's it. The door slams and you're like, go away. I'm doing my work. Don't bother me right now. If you have any questions about this, about dating an INFJ particularly, I love doing those videos because I know they're very helpful to you. So do message me or comment below and I shall do a video on it if I've had experience with it. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.